Hello all and welcome to Get Stuff Done. I'm Fintan Gavigan, co-founder of Collaborative, a new marketing agency in Dublin. And every week on Get Stuff Done, we talk to people who we know, respect and like to work with within all range of industries. This week, I'm speaking to Gavin Duffy. Gavin is one of the co-founders of Open Design here in Dublin. So let's get things underway. Gavin, you have the mic. Tell us about yourself and what you and Open Design do.
Thanks, Fintan. The very best of luck with your podcast series. It's great to be invited along. So Open Design Digital, we are a creative agency. We are 6 years on the go. We have our studio here on Thomas Street, which is just opposite the National College of Art and Design and a stone's throw from the Digital Hub, so a very creative area. We work with a lot of senior marketing professionals and business owners who are, I suppose, looking to either improve their services or products, promote them, or in some cases, start from scratch. It could be a new packaging project or an online service. So they would come to us for branding or workshop positioning and language workshops, web design and build, social media strategy, down to advertising. So kind of the full service, really. So in most cases, they're using the power of our design process to respond to change or even create it.
So tell us about the great stuff that you're getting done at the moment and any great stuff that you're planning for the future.
Well, we've done some great work, really diverse mix of clients. I mean, everything B2B, B2C. At the moment, we're working with an aircraft leasing organization from San Francisco. We've worked with artisan food producers from Ireland. We've done work for the National Gallery of Ireland, Chester Beatty Library, Kiel's Crisp. So really, you know, good diverse client base, and more recently Apple Green. So, you know, there's lots to pick from, but the more recent one actually just on the Apple Green front is their kind of journey into the carbon neutral driving arena, and it's been a tricky one for them to get right. So we've been working with them since March, kind of, you know, strategizing and in fact using some information from your previous guest on the podcast, Gerard O'Neill's data was used from a strategic point of view from Amorok to kind of position the tone and the language that Apple Green were hoping to come to market with. So the full Open team were involved. We worked closely with the senior people within the organization, but also with other Vita and Cullen PR and Natural Capital Partners. Other, it's a multi-agency effort, really. And it's a really important move for them to get this right. A lot of people can kind of look down their nose at organizations who are kind of greenwashing, but they're very serious about this and they want to get it right. So our brief has been to get this launched, which we did on the 16th of September of this year. We rolled out video, digital channels were all covered, radio, and I suppose the bigger picture is to continue the feel-good factor to the whole process, but to make them leaders in the space within the next 8 to 12 months, and that's kind of the target. So it's a great one to work on. We enjoy that.
It's been an unusual 6-7 months for everyone.
Yes. Well, look, the digital space I think has been leapfrogged at least 10 years ahead of where it should have been this time last year. So people are responding to that challenge. They're looking to go online as soon as possible. I mean, according to Nielsen, the pandemic has kind of amplified global advertising clicks or impressions in the first quarter by 182% of a rise. So it's a big online move. So we're helping businesses to pivot online to bring, for example, you know, the idea of selling online, in the case of Kyo's, bring them online to sell their product. But for services where more face-to-face, even referring back to Jared's situation in Amorok or one of our clients, FMI, where there's a lot of face-to-face, a lot of insights being gathered on a kind of a one-to-one basis, they can't do that anymore. So where do they go? So we have the ability to prototype new ideas, to trial them, to get feedback, to test and measure, and then make further decisions from a design point of view and a digital point of view to help them, I suppose, remain relevant, really, is the key. We found that the government, fair play to them, have definitely upped their game in terms of the initiatives around Leo Grants and Enterprise Ireland funding. And those kind of people, they've actually been in touch with us a lot more than they were maybe in 2019. So it has allowed an upsurge in engagement of the online space, which is good for us, I suppose.
So Gavin, if you had one tip for people as to how to get stuff done, what's your tip? What's your life hack that you'd pass on?
Be ready. Don't be getting ready. And what that means is have a bit of a plan, be patient, create the space to plan, I suppose, strategically. I'm speaking kind of in design terms here, but review your own brand, your own service, and give it time. You know, what I tend to do is actually capture ideas in my own kind of working notepad and review it week on week, and I think it's a great exercise to do that. I think people can use, certainly again, focusing on the design end of things, is to use the Irish design services available to people. It's incredibly strong at the moment. I've just come through the Institute of Designers in Ireland's kind of annual award ceremony piece, and the quality of work is outstanding. I think they had the highest number of entries this year. So definitely worth a look at that. And I think, you know, in human nature, we kind of need to cluster together. Maybe that's the best word to use, but we need to gather together to get things done. And online is now providing an option where people can do that safely and retain the community spirit in whatever you're doing. So be patient and, just have a bit of a plan there. Be ready to go.
Great. Can I ask you one last thing? So given the last few months that everyone's been in watching TV and listening to music.
Yes.
What music at the moment is the thing to listen to?
Ooh.
And what are you listening to?
Well, you know me, so
I know you play the guitar.
Play the guitar, and I very poorly play along to certain tracks. But what I've been doing is actually going back and listening to a lot of old Santana stuff, old Stevie Ray Vaughan stuff from kind of 60s and 70s, the odd AC/DC gig. Just going back and watching old live footage, which is really enjoyable. So I have the guitar over the arm and strum along occasionally, but my kids don't obviously favour me doing that because it sounds great to me, but it's probably very annoying. Really like that. I'm a big rock fan, so that's been very entertaining over the last while. And the stuff that I hadn't really seen before, I've now kind of been able to find it and enjoy it. Yeah.
Okay, look, Gavin, thanks for your time and thanks for putting the thought and time into this for us. And we'll talk to you again soon.
You're most welcome and very best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.